Now to Afghanistan. Regret is a major theme in the best-selling novel and film about that country, The Kite Runner. It's also a major theme in the life of the Afghan boy who played the lead character. He is in hiding in Afghanistan because of threats from fellow Afghans who were offended by the movie because it includes rape. The movie is banned in Afghanistan, but nevertheless it's making the rounds on pirated DVDs. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has been talking with the young actor and his family in Kabul.
In this scene from the Paramount Vantage movie, The Kite Runner, young Amir asks his houseboy, Hassan, to find the kite they've won in a kite-fighting contest. Don't come back empty-handed, Amir says. Hassan replies, for your sake, I'll come back with full hands. The request leads Hassan, who is from the country's Hazara minority, to an alley where he is raped by boys who are members of the Pashtun majority. Amir, who is also a Pashtun, witnesses the assault. Zakria Ibrahimi, who is 12, plays the young Amir in the movie. He calls him a coward for not helping Hassan. Many other Afghans who've seen the movie say it's not just Amir who did wrong. They accuse Paramount and the actors of creating a movie that insults their country. They say the movie, banned or not, will raise ethnic tensions that have already caused decades of war. Fear grew that the child actors might be harmed by insurgents or mobs, so Paramount relocated four of them, including Zakria. They were moved to Dubai last November, each with a guardian. Paramount put the boys in a private international school, rented them apartments, paid their families in Dubai and Kabul a monthly stipend, and searched for work for their guardians. Studio executives made the guardians sign contracts stating that if they talked to the media, the arrangements might change. Rich Klein, whose firm was hired by Paramount to help relocate the families, says the clause was meant to protect the boys' anonymity, not penalize them.
The studio has, I think, gone above and beyond to accept responsibility for the safety and the well-being of all of these boys, and has left their promises to these boys open-ended.
Zakria's aunt, Wahida Ibrahimi, feels otherwise. She says her roughly 4 months in Dubai were miserable, not just for her, but for her nephew, whom she's raised since infancy. She and Zakria feared he would be deported because his visa had expired. Paramount was working on getting him a new one. She says the small stipends and $400 a month job she was offered were not enough for her to support her family, even with their rent paid. So she and Zakria returned to Kabul in March. She says that's when the trouble began. Ibrahimi breaks down as she recalls yanking Zakria out of school here because Hazara classmates threatened to kill him. She says the family moved to a new neighborhood, but quickly left after a gang of men tried to force their way into the home. It turns out someone had distributed a dozen copies of the movie to her neighbors and told them where Zakria lived. They still live in Kabul, but Zakria spends all of his time indoors. He's pale and rarely smiles. His uncle, a shopkeeper, is homeschooling Zakria now. They are studying biology, the boy's favorite subject. He says he wishes he'd never done the movie, that he wants Paramount to get him and his family out of this mess. They want to go to America. Again, Rich Klein, whose firm works with Paramount.
I don't think anybody is happy with the fact that they left. Nobody, and now that Zakria is not doing well, there's very real concern.
But Klein says the family needs to be realistic about what Paramount can do for them. He hopes they'll consider moving back to Dubai. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.